SRN News, I'm John Scott. July, not a good month for job seekers.
The Labor Department says there were only 114,000 jobs added last month, far lower than the 175,000 jobs forecasters had been expecting. The unemployment rate increased to 4.3%. The economy has proven unexpectedly sturdy in the face of the Federal Reserve's campaign to tame inflation with high interest rates. But the higher borrowing costs appear to be taking a toll.
Correspondent Jeremy House on Wall Street. Stocks are in a deep hole on worries about whether the U.S. economy's growth can hold up amid a countdown for a cut to interest rates by the Federal Reserve. The Dow has been down more than 900 points. Also at SRNNews.com, police say two New York City police officers shot while responding to a robbery at a business on a busy Manhattan street. The shooting happened around 4:15 local time on Thursday. Police say the officers were taken to a hospital and are expected to survive. Witnesses said the two were shot while chasing a fleeing suspect. Three newly freed Americans are back on U.S. soil. That's after that landmark prisoner exchange with Russia.
Journalist Evan Gershkovich, corporate security executive Paul Whelan, and Alsu Kermisheva, a journalist with dual U.S.-Russian citizenship, arrived at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland shortly before midnight Thursday. As they stepped off the plane, they were greeted on the tarmac with hugs from President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and then their family members. The three were swapped in a multinational deal that set two dozen people free. It's the biggest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history. Donna Water, Washington.
And on Wall Street now, the Dow is down 914 points. The NASDAQ composite, 407 points in the red. This is SRN News. The Bible will be added to lesson plans in Oklahoma's public schools.
In a move mandated by state lawmakers this summer, Oklahoma will incorporate the Bible into school lesson plans. The state issued new guidance saying teachers should focus on the Bible's historical, literary, artistic, and musical influences. Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters told the Washington Examiner, quote, "The woke radicals will not like it, they will not believe it, however, they will teach it in Oklahoma." Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Nigerian bishop in the United Methodist Church has resigned from his position in protest of the denomination's stance on homosexuality. The UMC has been split after allowing same-sex marriage. In a letter, Nigerian Bishop John Wesley Johanna wrote that he and all the delegates in the Nigerian Episcopal area were leaving the UMC and joining the more conservative Global Methodist Church. This is SRN News. The feds may recall nearly 1 million Dodge Journey SUVs after a woman got trapped and died in a 2022 vehicle fire.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration upgraded an investigation opened last year to an engineering analysis and added 11 model years. The agency says it now has 19 complaints that inoperative door locks and windows can prevent people from getting out of the small SUVs during an emergency. Documents say investigators will look at the cause of the fire and its potential effect on the operation of the door locks. Rich Thomason reporting.
A powerful Mexican drug cartel leader has made his second appearance in federal court in Texas after being taken into U.S. custody last week. 76-year-old Ismael El Mayo Zambada is the longtime leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel. He eluded U.S. authorities for decades. More details at SRNNews.com.